Episode 802. Yes. How the hell are you?
I'm doing so good. I'm going on like so many months of not biting my nails, and I feel like I've...
Don't do it!
I've changed, like I've turned over a new leaf.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm a new woman.
Wow. How's it feel to be nail biting sober?
It feels so good, and now like the thought, I'm like, oh, I don't want my fingers in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's shocking. You've changed.
I know. So, you know what?
Proud of you.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is a terrible saying we should get rid of.
Totally terrible. Because
it gives people permission.
She learned some in her old age.
Yeah. And she could have learned more. She just didn't want to. That's a difference.
That is so true. I mean, I can. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
There's a lot I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like when it feels like people hit an age where they're just done.
Yeah.
And they just
aren't gonna get it. We were having a long
conversation
about this before we even started today.
Who, me and you?
Yeah.
What were we saying?
We're talking about heels. We're talking about footwear as you
this
age.
This is what I want to know. Maybe some of you brainiacs will have the answer. I was asking Sarah.
We need to crowdsource this.
Yeah. Okay. I said to Adam, you know how women get to a certain age and they stop wearing heels? And I wanted to know if it was because they just stopped caring. Like, why should I be uncomfortable? Or if it's some sort of like weak ankle scenario that happens, or like
fear
of
vertigo,
falling. Yeah. Balance issues.
Yeah.
And Sarah said, and I think she's right, all of the above.
Yeah.
Like, they
don't care. Listen, as a menopausal woman.
Here we go.
I now understand the importance of prioritizing comfort over everything.
It's,
Maybe something happens when the... Okay, so you know how so much of what we do is like a mating dance, right? It's like a mating ritual.
For sure.
And in a way, is it like... I mean...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I think
I'm not mating anymore, so I'm like, I give zero fucks.
And the knowledge that men that you would even want to mate with aren't looking at you.
They're not.
You know, they have something else on.
Rub it in, why don't you, Susie?
Not you, but like, you know, older gals. They've realized that youth culture and all of that means that they're expired in the world's eyes.
Yes.
And so they're like, why am I uncomfortable for no reason?
For what?
Yeah, for what?
For
but then
what?
I also think their ankles get brittle or something.
Well, that's
and
true. Osteoporosis, the risk of falling.
And that's even down there in the ankle area?
I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. You're talking to a gal who's broken her foot and ankle. I am not.
You've always been a flat full risk.
I have always. I need a bracelet. I am flat all the way. I'll take a wedge. I'll take a chunky heel. But you probably won't catch your girl in
stilettos.
That's
a gateway drug.
I know. I'm there, Susie.
That's what they all say.
They all
start getting into wedges and like thick heels.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
When platforms came back in, I was like, yes.
Well, you're lucky because you can pull it off, but some of us need a stiletto to
you have daintier legs. You need a dainty shoe to match.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sturdy, so I need a sturdy shoe.
Yeah. Yeah, we're built different.
Yeah. It's fine. Keep rocking those high heels.
For now.
And I'll hold you.
Okay.
What are friends for, man?
Yeah.
You'll
be like the foundation.
Correct.
And truly,
sturdy.
What is that? A base.
Yeah. And you're like the decorative ornament that they put on top.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, well, if you happen to be listening and you know the answer, if it's like, oh, no, something happened. Because there's always like these secrets you'll find out once it happens. We're like, oh, yeah, that's a symptom of menopause. You get like something called like break ankle. You know, and you never heard of it before.
It's funny because it's so fucking true. Or they're like, oh, that? Oh, yeah. That's oh, you have vertigo now? Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they act like, of course.
Oh, it's hard to breathe? Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, you have weak lungs. What? So I want to know ahead of time, you know?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Any noodles.
I'll try to give you any heads up I can over here.
We're recording this a day before Sarah flies to the 412 area, Pittsburgh, PA.
That's why I'm so giddy.
Yeah, she's psyched out of her mind.
Checked in. And they did that cool thing where they were like, I was like, oh no, I'm not checking a bag, or I'm not checking a bag, I just have a carry-on. And they were like, oh, we're real full. Would you like to check your carry-on? And I was like, yes, I would. Now I'm bringing my hair product.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's the trick. Say that you're just checking, and sometimes they do that, and they look like gate check it for you.
I fell for the thing that they say where they're like, if you check in now, it's like a little bit cheaper, or like it's the best price we... And I was like, okay, I love a best price.
Yeah.
But if I lied, I was like, nope, no bags here.
Yeah, I always do that.
Okay, thank you for that hack.
And then they usually will be like, would you like to check it for free?
When I scheduled Sarah's flight, because this is a brain candy endeavor, you know?
Yeah.
I noticed she was flying on a Boeing. Oh,
should I bring my tool set? It's like every plane there's a problem with.
Right. I booked her for an aisle seat because I didn't want that door blowing off and ruining everything.
I'm grateful.
Yeah, you said it because for
I'm
real.
I'm up and down with anxiety. I might take you some don't, anti-anxiety.
Don't forget, no matter what, keep that seatbelt buckled though, because you could get sucked right out.
Oh my God, Susie.
I mean, not to
jeez,
stress you
this
out.
This is not where I got to worry about my weak ankles and getting sucked from planes.
I know, this whole world is a death trap.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Oh. Well, I'm sure you'll get here safe. Oh,
I will end up biting my nails by the time I get.
Oh my gosh, what if she shows up in Pittsburgh with like stubs?
Nubs.
Nubs, yeah. I hope not. I'll look when you get in the car or whatever. See what happened on that flight. Well, no matter what age you are, I'll tell you what is going to feel real good. Mm-hmm. And that's honey love.
I could wear these with my heels. With my flats.
That's true. You can dress them up.
I've worn them with my Doc Martens.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Come on.
I've worn those leggings with Docs.
I've seen you in those Doc Marten with the leggings. We've worn that together. Yes.
Yeah.
That'll probably be something you'll catch us in on our trip together.
That's right. This Honey Love. So they have, you know, what's the word for it?
Shapewear. Yes.
Bras, pants. They have a dress. They have whatever you need in that category. Super supportive.
Mm-hmm.
The crossover bra, great for working out, great for just life, really.
Yeah, actually gives you two boobs.
You
not that uniboob
boobs.
Thing.
No uniboob.
Yeah, amazing support.
And then they have the V bra, which is more relaxed. So that's like, you know, just comfy, cozy. It's still supportive, but without like underwire or anything like that. Lifts, separates, you get the molded cups, the whole deal.
Yeah.
You're looking good. But all of their stuff is very high quality, very soft, very comfortable. I think that's a big deal because you know how a lot of it, you think, oh, this is nice. And then like two washes later, it's like.
Susie, that is the thing that I care about the most is the material and how it feels.
Mm-hmm. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/braincandy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/braincandy. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show. Tell them we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this, and we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anywho, anything else before we begin our official brain candying?
No, man, just lay it on me.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know how everyone's mad about like the dog stuff that I keep bringing up this like
this is the Barbara Streisand
this is my toxic trait.
Full
it totally is.
Susie's like, enough of this dog stuff. But speaking of the dog stuff,
it's almost like the algorithm knows, and so it keeps suggesting these stories, and then I click on it.
You know those memes that are like, no one, absolutely no one. Susie.
What about dogs?
What about dogs?
How much do you love your dogs? Too much?
I'm dying!
Okay, well, I couldn't resist this one. And it turned out it was such a good article. It was in Pulp. And it was about this guy in his small town in Montana who goes out on like the hiking trail that everyone walks their dogs on. And he doesn't have a dog. But he is furious about people who don't pick up their dog's poop.
Good. I like him. Okay.
Yeah, right. I feel like this is something we can be united about.
Yes,
everybody.
This overlaps with my love for recycling and not littering. This falls into the not littering umbrella is what I'm saying.
Totally.
Yeah.
And just being a good citizen, you know? Yeah. Like
sometimes I pick up poop that's not even mine.
That's right. Because, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
He is going out on that trail every day and picking up all these stray poops of all you people who claim you love your pets so much, but like you don't pick up their poo.
Right.
And then he, at the end of the trail, plops them in a pile with like a sign that says like, this is all the poop you people didn't pick up.
Oh my God.
And first of all, I love him because like this is exactly who I am. I am petty, but also like sanctimonious because I know that how I live my life. So I can do it with like more self-righteousness.
Yes. Why do you think I pick up litter, Susie? It's like a whole number of people's heads.
Because, and nobody could ever be like, oh, well, you do this. So I know that I'm going to win the argument. And that's the kind that I love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this journalist wanted to like explore this idea because this is his walking trail. And he has a dog and he picks up, of course, after his dog. But like, he felt like this guy was too self-righteous and too like smug and made too big of a show about it. Because you could just pick it up and throw it away. But he doesn't. He wants to make a whole scene about it to shame people.
Here's where this becomes a problem, where this could turn into a problem. And why it's so I hate things like this. Because really the only solution is that everybody polices themselves and picks up after themselves. Because what happens...
But we've met people.
Right, exactly. But and what happens is where when you have somebody who's like, well, now I'm the poop picker-upper guy, you know there's going to be that asshole on the trail who's like, well, I don't have to pick it up. Poop guy's going to come by.
Okay, that's true. There might be some people like that. That's right.
You know?
But then there's other people who are like, I don't want to get shamed by the poop picker-upper.
I do think that the shaming has to be done... Like the guy who shames people about returning their grocery carts, the cart narc. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
I love the cart narc.
And, okay, same idea.
And he's like catching them in the act. I think that is the problem.
I love that.
You got to catch them in the act.
Oh, right. Because then they can't run.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right.
And when you just do the big pile of poo at the end of the trail, I mean... In a way, you're kind of ruining it for... That would really not be my favorite way to start out a hike.
Really? You'd feel like...
Passing the poo pile.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's at the end, if that makes it any better.
But sometimes the end is the beginning.
Yeah, right. It's a circle sometimes. Yeah. yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is like the exit.
I see... I like him. Like, I like what he's doing.
The idea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think that it'll end up with the...
Oh, I think you're landing on the thing I always say to you about when you get into a fight. You have to decide what your preferred outcome is.
Yes.
Do you want to win the fight or do you want to like get the person to change or be convinced? Those are different techniques.
Right.
Right. He's doing the just wants to win.
Right.
And there you're saying you want to change minds.
Right. We want to change minds. And like I like the I see some Instagram accounts of people who are like graphic designers who will go to a neighborhood where, you know, somebody has handwritten a sign and they'll take it down and they'll redesign it and they'll put it up and it looks all cool and now people like pay attention to it. And I saw another one that was people who wanted to stop litterers from throwing their cigarette butts in a like park, like right next to a bench. So they put up a sign that said, please stop littering your cigarette butts. We're trying to get the pigeons to quit smoking and they've been picking up the habit.
That's funny.
And nobody littered anymore.
Yeah.
So you gotta like be clever and talk, get through to the people. I don't know.
Yeah. This is a huge problem in towns across the country because it is hard to catch somebody in the act and like to actually know for sure that they were going to leave it and all that stuff.
Right.
And they, some towns have hired people to patrol and basically shame people. And that does have great effect. 70% drop in poop leaving.
When you have people patrolling around.
And, yeah. when you have someone that's going to be like, somebody should give tickets. Yeah, for sure.
I'm a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why are they putting them on like expired meters?
Yeah, don't do that. But not
shit everywhere.
Right. And so there's something that happens when you live in a city where it snows, where people think it like magically disappears in the snow, or somehow like the snow's going to melt and like it'll go away. No.
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
Well, and that's really the issue. People think, so this guy goes so far as to like go off trail and find it in the brush.
What are we doing here? Okay.
Well, and that's what the journalist was saying. He was like, nobody would even step on that.
Right.
But this guy says that's the law, number one, that you are required to pick up the poop no matter where it is.
Yeah.
And number two, that it's not just sort of like regular compost from like a cow or something.
Right.
These have pathogens and COVID and all sorts of illnesses that do not break down even over time.
And even if you're a human and you're hiking, there are rules about where you're supposed to go, how far away from water, how deep you bury it, covering it up afterwards, not using anything biodegradable. You put all your tissue into a little baggie, you zip that up.
This isn't some surprise party. They're going on this trail with an animal that loves pooping on trails. What do you think's going to happen? This is their bathroom.
This is their bathroom, correct.
And so who are these monsters? Okay, wait. So then there was this lady that didn't appreciate his tone these signs, you know?
Got it.
And so she left him a note that said, you need therapy. like, you don't need to call people dirty, because he called them like, this is what dirty people have left, whatever. You know, she's basically saying like, stop calling people names and whatever, and then put a heart at the end of it. And then... So then the journalist interviewed her, and she did the thing I hate, which was like, listen, some people have depression and anxiety.
For fuck's
she
sake.
Tried to get
and
out
you can't
of.
Pick up some shit.
Yeah.
I would honestly say that picking up shit would be in a way, intervention to help prevent depression and fight against it.
Yeah.
So she can
say,
fuck all the way off.
Mental illness your way
out of accountability.
And if you are that down and out, you can't handle a dog. I'm so sorry.
Right.
If you can't pick up after, come on. Get out of here, Denise. I've had it with her. I agree. He shouldn't name call. But I love him. I'm on team poop picker upper.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, if I had to pick.
Yeah.
And
if she had to pick, she would be picking up poo.
Right, because at least he's being useful.
Yeah. Yes. I'm pro. I think there needs to be some, we could rework this plan.
Because some lady says she goes after him, like in the nighttime, and tries to get as many as she can and throw them away, like privately, so that like he doesn't have as much grandstanding. Yeah.
Yeah. Because when the person makes it a bigger deal, like,
but see, now it's contagious. See, now everyone's picking up all the poo.
Yeah, this is good.
The journalist was like, I got to admit, the trail is exponentially cleaner than other trails that you go on.
Okay. And I do
have
hate
you ever
that.
Stepped in dog poo and stuff? Seen someone like just walk away from?
Yes. Do you remember in my neighborhood at my old house?
Sarah got
I was gone.
Scolded.
For a month. And I come back, and there is a sign taped to my window that says, clean up after your dog, da da da. I was like...
You were livid.
Livid!
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's not me. I haven't even been here. It's just the zone where all the dogs like to go to the bathroom. And then after that, I made a big old stink about picking up way more than my fair share.
Right. See, this is people like us respond by being like, I'll show you.
Yeah, I'll do more work.
We're so bad
at this.
Excuse
me, I had a hiccup. And you won't even know.
I'm just saying that these alleged dog lovers that are mad at me, well, are you picking up every single dump? Because, if you're not, zip it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. This is my retort.
I just think that if you are a dog, like, you have to be responsible.
Of course.
Pick up after your own shit.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
All right. I'll tell you what's the right thing, and that is getting hydrated with Liquid IV.
Amen, sister. You said it. I'll be drinking some of that on the plane.
Yes.
Staying hydrated.
Sure. Yeah. And I'll have some for you when you get here.
Yeah. I don't know what happens when you get up on a plane, well, but you just get dehydrated.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from all that pressurized air.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you can just keep them in your bag, pack them in your luggage, take them to the gym, keep them in your car.
TSA approved?
Yeah, just because it's a powder. You just pour it into your water and it hydrates you faster than just drinking a plain old boring water. They have sugar-free flavors now. White peach is delicious. Raspberry melon. They have...
Ooh, raspberry melon?
Yeah, I know.
That sounds delicious.
Okay. It does. And you just pour it in. You're getting those electrolytes and vitamins and nutrients. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code CANDY at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code CANDY at liquidiv.com. Oakley dokley. Apple TV, new documentary, 2 episodes, Steve Martin.
Saw it because I knew you were going to ask me about it.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you think of him?
I mean,
did you have a preconceived notion?
No, I think it's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I think the part, I'm only halfway through the second one, but I watched the first and then half of the second one.
Okay.
And I'm sad that he's like, the love life is kind of sad. He seems almost
forlorn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very melancholy. And there was one line where his first wife said, in those 6 months, I wanted him to be romantic, or I did everything to set him up to be romantic. And I don't know if he can be a romantic like guy in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see him more as the guy who makes poached eggs with Martin Short and like talks about comedy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a trope with the comedians. They're just like out of touch with their sensitive, more female-minded sensibility.
Yeah.
What struck me too, though, was in that whole first episode, which relied on archival footage and stuff and just narration, no interviews like where the people are seen. I was born right after he retired from comedy, stand-up comedy, and was doing movies. And so I knew him as movie star Steve Martin, The Jerk, Father of the Bride, all that, Three Amigos.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew he did stand up and had that whole like wild and crazy guy thing and the arrow through the head. I had no idea he was the
guy.
Top comedian of all time.
It's amazing.
Sold out stadiums and stuff. Cause like, I don't think it was funny.
I think there was something about that time.
Yeah. That's what we were saying in the Art Candy Club meeting. It's about context.
Yes. And this was the same. There were a lot of comedians who were doing this. They talked a little bit about the documentary, about getting back to being silly.
Mm-hmm.
That even like Gallagher kind of played into that too.
So it was like post-Vietnam, like yucking it up. I mean, they say Studio 54 was kind of like that. Or it was just like laissez-faire craziness.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his did it kind of blur the line between one man act, like a show, and comedy. You know, he had a lot that was just avant-garde and different.
Yeah, I thought it was poignant when he said, like, I was no longer doing stand-up. I was hosting a party.
Oh, that is a great line. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I can see that where yeah. you knew that you were going not for some punchline jokes, but for like the vibe.
The vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. exactly what he did. And he really was such like a physical comedian. And I do like it. I like it because I know, I think he would do the same thing that Tig Notaro does, create this sort of like discomfort because you're like, he was like intentionally the bad comedian.
Yeah. Is he stupid or is he smart?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that discomfort with the punchline, I know, I love it. It's like an itch that he scratches in some way, like giving you permission to laugh in mm-hmm. these really weird yeah. moments.
Like Zach Galifianakis too.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I love comedy like that.
Mm-hmm. I think I would like it more if I appreciated his domestic and like love life situation, because he's settled down now.
Yeah.
But he wrote this movie. Do you remember a movie called Shop Girl?
Oh, yes.
They don't mention it in this series, which I think is an interesting omission, because he really is a fan of this sort of like older man
yeah.
finding a muse out in the wild and then like molding her and all
I
that.
I think it's like the idea of that. It's this romanticized, like, you know.
And like in that, you know how I love Chelsea DeVantez's podcast, Celebrity Book Club. It's now called Glamorous Trash, but she does celebrity memoirs. And she has like a running tab of how many of these female authors, celebrities, have like a Steve Martin story.
Oh, no.
Yeah, where they're like out on a date with Steve Martin. And
no.
Like, yeah, and he's like this Susie, old guy. I know.
I had no idea.
It gives me like the ick, as they say.
Oh.
I'm like,
because that is like he's in love with the idea of it and in reality couldn't turn it into a, like, that's why. I wouldn't say like he tried that 6 months of trying to be romantic. Yeah.
Remember, do you remember My Close Friends when, was it on Close Friends or my regular feed? But remember when I found out that Steve Martin had a child with this younger woman wife that he has now. She's like my age. And I found out that, first of all, that they were married and then that he had a child the same age as Link. So I wanted to see this child, but the only pictures you can find are paparazzi pictures. And there's this picture, you have to Google it, of Steve Martin and his wife walking down the street and she is holding this child who is 11. And it looks ridiculous. And so on, I think it was My Close Friends, I posted a picture of me making Link let me do that in my
head. Oh, my God.
Do you remember
God.
That picture? Because I thought it was so funny. Like, what are you doing carrying an 11-year-old down Manhattan Street?
Right. Let the child walk. He does. I'm surprised he's not married to Tina Fey, looking at his wife.
Well, right. Or Lisa Loeb or something. It's like doppelganger.
Yeah.
Do you see this
She's
photo?
Very young. Yeah, it's this one. What's happening
Look
here?
At her.
What's that? The child is
Sarah,
the same
you're not
height.
Reacting enough to
it's
maybe
insane.
You're not realizing how absolutely mad this is. This woman is in broad daylight in Manhattan.
Wow. That is a significant age.
Yeah,
difference.
She's my age. So I'm like 44, he's 75. It's 30 years.
Okay.
Well, now what do you think?
It gives me the ick.
Yeah, it's like, okay, Steve, like maybe go to therapy and work out those daddy issues that you've
Yeah.
clearly, that was yeah. like the whole point of the docuseries, but yeah. like trying to get his dad's approval
right.
and stuff. Hey, not that you can't have a legit relationship with that kind of an age difference, but I'm just saying this is a pattern.
Right.
And
she
stop
wasn't very
your kid
present
like
in the documentary.
I know.
And when
she's
I see,
probably sick of his shit.
When I see him making breakfast, and it's like
just him in the
yeah,
kitchen. Yeah,
yes.
totally. Mm-hmm.
That is
unusual.
It's unusual.
Sure.
Because that is the time that you're together, really.
Typically, right. But she's probably out working at the New Yorker or whatever. Anywho.
I don't love that.
Yeah. I love the series. Like, I thought it was fun to watch. And he is very funny. I love him with Martin Short. He's very talented and interesting.
So bow and arrow headband not going in the stocking this year.
I'm not into it. I didn't like any of that. The balloon hat thing.
Yeah.
Any of the, I don't like props.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even a guitar. I don't love when comedians, and I do love a banjo, but not in the act. Separate only. I'll tell you what I love at any time, and that is Lumi deodorant.
Absolutely. Gonna keep me on fresh when I'm on stage next weekend.
Yeah. Did you see the part in that doc where he pulled out the old set list and it was like, all crinkled up, and he's like, that's because I would sweat so much during the act from all that physical comedy.
Yeah.
He needed some Lumi, I think.
Yeah, for that sure. Would really, and you can put it anywhere, so that would be great.
Yes, Lumi whole body deodorant is powered by mandelic acid, so it delivers 72-hour odor control. Come on. Mm-hmm. And you can put it any part of your body that stinks. What? This
pitch,
is revolutionary.
The thighs, between the legs, the butt.
Under
feet.
Your boobs. Yep. We could name every body part, but we won't. But this is the real deal, and their scents are lovely. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% all Lumi products with our exclusive code. If you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BRAINCANDY15 for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BRAINCANDY15 at LumiDeodorant.com. Okay. Thanks for watching that for me.
Yeah, I knew. That's, I watched it this morning because I was like,
are you serious?
Uh-huh.
That is dedication.
I mean, I had to stay on the up and up.
That reminds me, Sarah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Do you know my favorite movie? Can you name my favorite movie? It's a tough one. I know I've mentioned it, but a long time ago. It's a drama, and it's dark. And
oh, I do. I it's the magic one. I know it. I could have gotten there.
Yeah, you know
there.
It. The Prestige.
The Prestige.
Yes, I am very impressed.
Yeah, I could have gotten there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guess what I found out about the Prestige?
He likes younger women.
He plays the banjo. No, Sarah.
That was such a good joke, Sarah.
No.
I'm extra giggly at myself today. Okay.
It's
carry
better.
On.
It's better.
Oh, good. Positive. Good. We're going the other direction.
Like, hilarious.
Oh, okay. Yes. Wait. They're coming to a musical performance. Stage performance.
No.
Okay. Damn it.
Sarah, it is the same director as Interstellar. Christopher Nolan.
Remember when you were giving me shit the other week for not knowing his movie? And it's literally your favorite movie and my favorite movie.
Same director.
I can't breathe.
My eyes almost popped
Christopher
out of my
Nolan's
head.
Are we biggest fans?
Right, but like, I don't want to be.
Me neither. Like, I was like mad when he won an Academy Award. I was like, oh, another white guy. Oh, my gosh, making our favorite movies.
We're the
fucking
worst.
A. The worst, Susie.
I can't believe
it. Oh, my God. Wow. That was a real treat. That was fun.
The plot of Interstellar, not the actual plot, but like with us.
Yes.
Keeps thickening. I just cannot believe how layered this whole running
God.
Joke is.
So many dimensions to it, if you will.
I was like, I really want to watch Interstellar. I really do.
You're going to fucking love it.
I know.
Should we watch it together and not tell
anyone? Adam was like, it really is good. Because I love the Prestige.
And you have the best screen to watch it on at your house.
Oh, my gosh. Well, maybe when you're here.
We could pull it down.
We'll
we
get tips.
Cozy up.
Well, yes. Should I do a poll? Because I don't want to ruin the joke. But I do want to see it.
We will have to do. What if we did something like for charity? What if we did like bid $1, yeah, like a fundraiser? Mm-hmm. And if we get to, and we'll raise it for like women in space or something like that. And like if we get like to like $1,000, then Susie has to watch Interstellar.
That's actually a good idea.
I mean, come on. Then yeah. We're doing it for good. Then you know if people want you to do it, they're gonna.
Okay.
Pay.
Maybe for like our 1,000th episode or something, oh God, we'll have like some sort of Interstellar themed. Yeah. That's a great
We're going
idea.
To space. That's our.
Oh,
Interstellar
my God.
Is only a little bit about space, though. It's like not
Wonder
even
what
about
else
that.
He's made.
I know.
I bet the whole catalog is probably all of our favorites.
All
we just don't know it yet.
I can't believe The Prestige.
I can't believe
wow.
you there.
Well, that okay. last 5 minutes was just for us. That was fun.
That was just for us. Okay. Dog poo.
Oh, man. What a treat. I need to catch my breath. Whew, it's like a workout.
Did you read the Atlantic article about middle names, Sarah Louise?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Susan Louise?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you like Louise's ear?
Okay. People are going to, you know, it's probably better for people out there who would never try to steal my identity because they'll just keep typing Sarah Louise. Yeah. Why isn't this
Why
working?
Is it saying I got it wrong? Okay, so The Atlantic did an article about the importance of middle names and how we ought not like discard them or like minimize their importance because they were arguing that often middle names are kind of like where parents hide their more important like yeah. identity stuff like
yeah.
in plain sight, but it's like over here, not the first name. Okay. So it said that on the census, only 60% of the middle name slots are even filled out because like the whoever's filling it out, like doesn't even really know the middle names of the people they live with, whether it's a family member or roommate, which is bonkers to me. Does that shock you?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Or do you think it's just laziness? Because they said it was because they don't know it, but I don't know how they are determining that.
When they have the blank for the middle name, sometimes
it says optional usually, like in parentheses.
So, interesting. Maybe they don't know it. Please, some dads don't know their kids' birthdays. Please.
Yeah. Do you know your brothers? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Jordan Grayson, Lucas Wyatt.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah.
Those are good names.
They're both great names, and I would choose either of those for a kid.
Did you say grade?
Grayson.
You said they're both grade names?
Great names,
oh, great.
And I would choose
yeah.
either of them for, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're good names.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was saying how, like, often we'll name the middle name after somebody we love instead of the first name.
Yeah.
Why do you think we do that? Because I noticed that too. Like they'll be like, oh, his
name. Well, I think usually the middle names are maybe a little more dated or a little more
ugly.
Like, oh, we're naming them after my grandmother and her name's Francine. And nobody is like Francine for a first name. But you can be like something Francine
Where
sounds
Where did she
nice.
Just come up with Francine?
I have no idea. I was thinking it would be like.
That's right, though. They're usually, yeah, more. Old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you took all the middle names in my family, it sounds like my mom was 20 years ahead of her time for naming children. My
yeah.
children, Whitney, Grayson, and Wyatt, please, that's like the most annoying, like, MLM
yeah.
mom.
Yeah, it totally is. Listen to this data. It said that people are hardwired to associate their middle name with wrongdoing, you know, because parents often,
oh,
you know, tack it on.
Sarah Louise!
Sarah Louise! Well, in fact, even seeing it written down makes us less indulgent. In one study, participants were less likely to want a product that might be seen as a guilty pleasure, in this case, a bottle made to hold sugary drinks, after they imagined their full name, middle name included, engraved on it. And
Wow. So like, when you put your full, that's kind of like why they have people sign like academic honor policies and things like that. There's some power if you put your name on it. So there's even more in putting your middle name on it. You'll be associated. It's like negative connotation.
When you were in trouble, would your mom do you like Sarah Whitney?
No, she yelled at us in Italian, which is way
worse.
What
was it? What was like yours? Oh, it was just like not your names. It was just words.
It was just words in Italian. Oh, I'm like, I couldn't even tell you. Just a string of.
Oh, that is worse.
Yeah.
Wonder if you have any kind of weird like psychological thing about Italian.
Well, I will say that if somebody goes, do you want pasta? I'm usually like, no, I don't want pasta, because pasta was like the meal we ate for every meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I eat pasta, I'm like, oh my God, this is so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. I'm like, I love pasta.
Yeah.
But there's something about it's like
instinctually meal. Like you're like, yeah. Not that again.
Like, again, I just had pasta with the pesto mix-in sauce from Trader Joe's or the bruschetta mix-in sauce from Trader Joe's.
Oh my gosh. I just read an article that I was going to save for another day, but I kind of am mad at them right now.
Oh, no.
It was in Eater, I think Eater.
Okay. Lay it on me.
And it was about how they do that thing where they'll reach out to like a little small brand and be like, we're considering adding your product. Yes. Can we taste it? And then they get it and then they ghost them and just recreate it under their private label.
Yeah.
And I really don't like that.
Yeah, they do.
Like,
that
I get it. It's not like a charity. They're just doing business.
I've heard that and that's probably is what they're doing too. But often they'll bring the product into the store for a while. I have to do this with like Morningstar burgers. You know, it's like vegan patties, breakfast sausages or whatever. And they'd have Morningstar in there. And if enough people buy them, then they make the Trader Joe's version. And then they have them next to each other. And
they
then
muscle them out.
They take them away.
So okay, like, well, that's at least a battle.
Yeah.
You know, you can like compete. But this is like more.
I'm so pro Trader Joe's that I'm.
You know what? I was trying to figure out why it made me mad, because usually I'm sort of like, hey, business is business. Yeah. This is capitalism. But it's the Hawaiian shirts and the tiki and everything. Like, they're pretending to be all like.
Yeah, yeah. That we're like the cool, we're the nice guy. Like, I see.
That's what gets me. Just say what you are.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't expect anything better from like Walmart.
It's the same as that like green packaging, you know, where people throw something in, like put a leaf on it and you're like, oh, this is eco-friendly. And it's like, no, it's just tricking us into that.
Mm-hmm. I feel betrayed.
They can trick me all they want.
Wow.
I am forever loyalist.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, reading the article, I was like, these sound great. I'm going to go.
Yeah. Right. Like, what are they talking about? What are they?
For real. It was like these delicious, like Thai simmer sauces and stuff.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Those are so good.
But here's what made it extra gross was that often it is the ethnic company. So it's like people of color, like more vulnerable little I don't know what the word is.
Yeah.
Companies. And that made me feel
that
sad.
That does suck. I hate that.
They can't compete with that, these little guys.
Yeah.
But anyway. Okay. So back to the middle name thing. I have like one thing I want to know if it annoys you also.
Okay.
If this applies to you as a listener, it is not you that I'm annoyed with. It is your parents.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. People get on board with that.
It annoys me when there is a certain type of parent that will insist on calling their kid by their first and middle name. Like Jessica Simpson does this, like Maxie Drew. Why do I know her middle name?
This is a Southern thing.
That's true. It is more common.
This is
the
Southern
South.
Thing.
Okay. Why?
Because all names are two names anyway. It's like,
what do you mean by that?
I feel like so many names from the South are like,
oh, like Mary Beth and Sarah Lou or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's annoying.
It's so annoying. There is a woman, an old woman.
People are going to be mad at me.
Who's from like Palm Beach or Boca or something like that, that comes up in my feed on Instagram, and she is like, never had kids, has a shit ton of money, like does her like full outfits. And she has one of those names that's like Beth Ann or something. And I was like, I cannot get enough.
I love it. That's true. It can actually go that far. Where yeah. It is funny and cute.
That it is a character. And like, now I'm like, yep. That seems like the only appropriate name for her. So
yeah, but she's not the problem. Bet her parents are insufferable.
And then she leaned in.
Because, listen, if you're offended on behalf of your parents, just say, you know, my parents are annoying too. I don't really like them. I'm just saying it sometimes reeks as like self-importance.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really talking about the Southern style. It's more of like, I have a family member that does this. We're not from the South. Uh-huh. And I'll make up a name. Let me think of what it would be like.
This fancier. Is like you say, name any name. Say any name. And you like, can't think of a single name.
Okay. How about Patience. What would be a second name? Joy. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
More like virtues. I see.
Yeah.
And yep. They refer to her that all the time. And I'm like, just say her first name.
Yeah.
What are we doing? How many names do you need?
Right.
It's not cutesy. It becomes a nickname.
It becomes a nickname. I could see this. And I see what you mean.
It feels like overly serious, though. Not a nickname. Yeah. It feels like more like regal, formal.
Yeah. And then that becomes a nickname. And then those people become the people who are the heads of sororities.
Yes.
It's like that, you know what I mean? It's like a Utah mom thing, like Utah influencer mom thing. Do you know, is that where we're...
They would love the name Patience Joy, too.
Yeah.
They love the fruit of the spirit, I swear. Okay, but this is just probably a me bugaboo. Whatever.
But I do love when people from the South use the they can basically do anything. I mean, it doesn't even matter.
They're
you
very
say
charming.
Anything with the Southern accent. Oh, I just love
you,
it.
Do you remember when we were on the ruins and I found out what Derek's son's middle name was?
Yes, I remember what it is. Derek Titan Awesome Kaczynski.
That's Kaczynski? Right. Yeah.
Titan Awesome or Awesome Titan. I don't know which order.
But those are all, yeah, it's four names. Derek Titan Awesome Kaczynski. And I really took issue with the awesome.
Correct.
I'm not really into adjectives. For names, just me.
Awesome.
And he was like, what?
This is what he's happens so... when you let a 24-year-old on reality television name anything. I just want him to know how awesome he is. And so his name is going to be awesome. And if you think that I'm being clever or being funny or whatever and say it, that is a direct quote.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's true. And the it was such a sincere motive. It really was sweet. But I was like, no. I'll tell you what I'm saying yes to, and that is Hatch.
Oh, well, are you going to say yes to Restful Mornings? And would you like to say yes to, like, Peaceful Slumbers?
Right, because Hatch Restore, making days over here. It's
I
like
don't
a
understand.
Sunrise in my room.
This is the room. This should be the rule. If it worked when we were little kids and we were like, oh, that's lovely, like a sound machine.
Yeah.
Then we should probably keep doing it as adults because we need like the basics.
Well, that's it's like, right. Yeah, we self-sabotage.
Take
as we
a
get
deep
older.
Breath, get good sleep, you know, have a nice sound machine, rest. Come on.
Well, because the way that it's set up, it's like all this technology over here is trying to keep you awake. Just keep clicking, liking, reposting, whatever.
Yeah.
And Hatch is using technology to help you get in a healthier cycle where you fall asleep, stay asleep, and then wake up naturally. And it really works.
Yes.
I was telling Sarah how over spring break, I forgot to turn it off. And all of a sudden, the room started like slowly illuminating and I'm awakened in a sweet, soothing manner. I was like,
peaceful
oh, that
way.
That darn thing, I can turn it off. But it was so nice. I'm usually not in there when it, you know,
yeah,
when goes it does off stuff. Because my child and husband reap the benefits. But right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/braincandy. Visit hatch.co/braincandy to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/braincandy. I love that thing.
Yeah,
it's a great gift too. Would be
really
nice Mother's Day, Father's Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm going to get my aunt one of those.
She
Her
would love
coming
it.
Up.
Because it looks cute in your room
oh,
too.
Dang
it's
it.
Not like
Edit this
ugly.
Out.
Okay. It's a great gift. It really is.
You can
is.
Leave it in. It's fine.
Okay.
Surprise, Aunt Peggy.
Surprise. Okay. But yeah, Derek naming his son that. It's very sweet. And he really was just like so excited and earnest. But I just thought. I would love to ask his son if he's with us this weekend in Philadelphia. I'm going to
oh,
be
yeah.
like, what do you think of your name?
Yeah. He's probably
you love
like,
it with all your
awesome.
Heart. Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Like
what
a
if
boy.
He said that? I would die.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be great. He'd be clever if he said that. Tip of the hat.
Okay. Good. Tip of the hat. Hey, this is just a small thing I want to mention.
Yeah. I love small things.
Some people, are upset with the Kellogg's company.
I am too.
Oh, why are you mad?
Are we talking about them telling us that we can have cereal for fucking dinner?
No, but I know that story.
Oh,
that was rude and classist.
Rude.
Yeah.
I can't believe we didn't talk about that on here. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, that was
I will
their
put
solution.
My feelings about their cereal for dinner aside as I hear this other cereal related fact.
Well, some people are mad because certain religions, you know, you don't eat beef.
Okay.
Right? You know, certain religions
yeah, yeah,
have
yeah.
various like food restrictions. And they are mad because Yoplait yogurt has
yes.
gelatin in it
yeah.
that is derived from beef.
Yeah, but we kind of all knew that, didn't
Well, this is thank you because
yeah.
It doesn't say that the gelatin is from beef.
All gelatin you can't
it's
eat if you're yes.
some animal.
Yes. What are you thinking?
I guess they were hoping it was from a pig. But I wouldn't take any chances if it were some sort of religious
oh,
restriction.
I see what you're saying.
It could
yeah.
be one or the other. You don't know what it's
oh,
from.
Oh, it doesn't specify the source. Okay,
right.
okay.
But
okay.
wouldn't you just play it safe?
Yeah, and if we are if you're going to Ooh, that's a slippery slope.
Why?
Because it is going to be a big hassle to then start to label which animal each product inside
well, it's like
everything.
A mix and like,
of course it is.
Yeah.
And then weird shit. And then we're going to have to be like vanilla from beaver's anus or whatever.
Like, I know what you're referring to. But it's funny for anyone who listened that is not familiar with that from an earlier episode. Hey, listen, I got bad news for you about vanilla.
Yeah, I am not joking around when I say that it's from the anal glands.
I really don't mind.
Beavers. I don't either. So, but I'm also, you know, not in a religion where we're anti-beaver anal gland juices.
Okay, right. And like I said, if it were me and I was devout and that was a big deal. I just wouldn't eat anything
right.
with
you'd
gelatin
play
it in
safe.
It.
Or you'd make your own food. You'd
right.
eat different yogurt.
But also, you'd... like, how can there not be a better way to make gelatin? I can't believe we're still doing that.
No, it feels like that's kind of been, we can't, yeah, because don't you think that like seaweed and algae, we could probably duplicate it with that.
I think there are vegan options, but it must be more expensive, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Where it's just cheaper to do it the old beef way.
Yeah, for sure.
So gross.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
I'm pretty sure that the estrogen that I'm on is either horse or cow. It's not from humans.
Get
I mean,
out.
Obviously. It's
bovine or something.
Yeah. And
estrogen.
You have to pay so much money if I wanted to have human, what is it called? It's called...
Are they stem
bioidentical?
Cells? Oh,
hormones.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, get
it's
ready
pricey?
For $600, $800
no
a month.
Oprah is doing that.
Yeah,
that...
you got $600 a month to spend? I don't.
No, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So you're. I didn't know that that's the estrogen that they use.
Uh huh. So if you were in any. religion that would say, right?
Oh my gosh. Well,
this is why, hey, just to bring it full circle, mm-hmm. remember a few episodes I was talking about genetically modified animals and why we need to genetically modify these certain animals because some people have, like, this is kind of what those reasons to have alternative animal products.
Man alive. What they can do is amazing, but it's also kind of freaky.
It is fucking freaky. Like, who was like, let's just steal a horse's estrogen. It'll be fine.
Oh my gosh. So which one do you have, do you think? Horse.
Talk about horse girl.
So you're like, I don't know why I'm into equine culture.
I know I have really been interested in horses lately.
Yeah, look at them gallop.
What if that's it? Oh my God, stop being hilarious. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure, though, that yours is horse?
I'm 100%, because it's not. Well, it's either horse or I don't know what the fuck it is. It's not.
It's definitely animal.
It's direct. Not human. It's not mine. It's not.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, to make that, they have to do a whole. I don't even fucking know.
It's amazing. Holy smokes. I never thought of that, Sarah. See, this is the ankle thing.
Yeah.
How would I ever know this?
Yeah. Let's see what it's made from. I don't know. We'll see.
Remember when you had said, like, I just wish people talked about this stuff more, you know, like all the menopause, whatever. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, the reason that they don't is because maybe you've experienced this, but even when just my night sweats or something, if you start talking about it, people like look for ways to get out. They're like wanting to wrap it
up. Not in my conversation. I force them to.
You trap them.
Yeah. I'm like, you will listen to this?
People don't
want to
hear about it. There's something about women's health that really makes people uncomfortable. I think that the people experiencing it want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But unless you're dealing with it, nobody wants to hear about it.
This is true. And this is why they just have, like, that old people hang out and talk about their medications.
Yeah.
And I totally get it. I wanted everybody who came over to look at the pictures of my insides.
Well, remember in our candy club, I showed my bruises like 3 times.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. You get a reaction. It's just like cheap thrills.
I know. I'm like, man, surgery just came and went. I could have milked that. I should have complained more. Damn it.
In all fairness, though, I don't want to hear about testicles.
No, like male definitely not.
Parts either.
Ugh.
Have you ever?
But they don't have weird symptoms that come with their changes.
True. Yeah. There's
and the weird symptoms that
they
have,
about.
I do want to talk about. Oh, you got hair coming out of your ears? Great. Let me help you with that.
Yeah, let's sort that out.
Let me take care of that for you.
How come? Like, you know how when you get older, men too, they start like losing all their body hair, but then get it in their ears.
I could not tell you. There's got
to
be a reason
for
this.
On.
We needed a doctor on about 750 episodes ago, Susie.
We really should have gotten another co-host.
Yeah. You know what? I got a friend who's perfect for this. Maybe I'll invite him on. He's an ER doctor and
he's just
the best.
I'll start making a list of questions for real.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're really adding up. Oh, wait. One more thing about the beef.
Yeah.
Is that they also found beef and pork gelatin in Baskin Robbins marshmallows in the Rocky Road ice cream. So if you're Hindu or whatever,
see, I do think it is important to disclose these things, but I feel like if you're, I don't know,
don't get Rocky Road. I'm sorry, but marshmallows, hello.
Right.
Same deal.
Yeah.
They know this.
They do know this. Anybody who's like, here's why I know they know this, because I know this. And have you met a vegan or a like person who wants to talk about how they don't eat animal byproducts? Yeah. They know. They know
it.
Gelatin isn't everything. I even know that Oreos are vegan. Like, I, you know, you just know these things if you hang out with enough people who, but I get it for religious reasons why it gets like, you know,
I get it, but here's the thing. You're on your own. Like,
right,
it's not other people's problem.
Right. Because if you were, it then becomes your problem that you are accepting.
If they advertise it as vegan and it's not, now we have
a problem. Right. Or no animal byproducts or
I don't like that.
Kosher, whatever. Or
that I read that. There was a story of this vegan bakery that was just bringing in Dunkin' Donuts.
Stop it. Yes. Stop it.
And they got caught because you know how one of the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts has those little tiny cute D's on top?
Yes, of course. Like, what? Oh, my God.
You're such a stupid criminal.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
I'm actually outraged at that. This so is what I'm upset.
You're mad that they're stupid or that they were dumb. Right.
Yes.
Right.
What fucking dummy? I mean, I'm mad at all of the above, but just like, if you're going to be a dummy. I think it's extra
funny that people got suspicious because they like tasted so good. And well, because if they tasted that good vegan, everyone's donuts would be vegan. Okay. There's a reason why they're not usually.
Right.
But.
You know what tastes delicious? Animal lard.
Beef yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like if I were going to do it, if I were going to do the old switcheroo, I sure as heck wouldn't get the variety pack with the D donuts. Like,
you're just getting lazy.
I know.
The audacity. And then don't you know, like, vegan bakeries are so, like, smug in how they are. This is this is like they're traitors.
I know. It's shocking because you can't imagine any vegan.
That's what I'm saying.
Doing it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, have you met a vegan? This seems like somebody who wears Tevas and those woven fabric loosey goosey outfits does not do this. You just went on a retreat to Tulum for yoga.
Here she goes, fan fiction.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like a carnivore was running a vegan bakery.
Obviously.
Like to prey upon hipsters or something.
Yes.
And that is, hey.
Yeah, that's
terrible,
up.
But that really terrible. Dumb to use those donuts.
Right.
I really am glad I got to share that because it wasn't on my list.
Dunkin' or otherwise.
All right, people.
This is funny because right down the street, there's only one bakery that's close to where I record, and it happens to be a gluten-free bakery. And I accidentally walked in there one day, and then the guy working there was so chatty that he then told me about every single thing they had, their bestsellers. I left, wouldn't you know it, with gluten-free bread.
Okay.
And
was this the one where you were like, I'm going to stick with wild grain?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right.
It was not the bakery I was expecting, but then I was in too deep, and I'm like, well, I got to buy something.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
You know?
Well, and hey, maybe you would have been really pleasantly surprised. I'm sure there's some
nice gluten-free. There are, and if I were gluten-free, it would be great.
Yes. I feel bad for people that have to do that. What a pain.
Yeah, and I felt like I was just, like, walking in there was probably bringing my gluten just, like, on my body. Just
you're
like,
contaminated. Oh my God. It's like outbreak.
Yeah. Do you know how many loaves of bread I've had? Yeah.
Sarah's all silly because she's coming here. I know. And that probably made for a real wild episode.
Woo! Can't wait for the next one.
So I'll have people weigh in about the dog poop story.
Yeah.
Because I am interested to know whose side they're on. I bet you that most people will not like this guy.
Can I say?
Yeah.
I have been quite enjoying the polls that you put up lately.
Oh, why are you always winning?
Well, and also I just love that we're doing so many polls.
Oh, you just, well, because I was like, I always forget to check back and see who won. Like,
sometimes I'm so surprised because it's the exact opposite of what I thought you people were going to say.
Can you think of an example?
No, but one that you just had up. And I was like, wait, what? It was the one from like yesterday, 2 days
sometimes
ago.
I think that it depends. Like if you just vote really early.
Yeah.
It's like a false representation.
Yeah, it's like, what?
All right, I'll check back on those because I don't want any like rogue statistics.
Yeah, what the real deal.
Interstellar episode 1000. Get ready, everyone. Pop that popcorn.
We'll be counting down.
Sarah Louise, middle names. People are going to be mad at me about that one.
They're not.
Listen, you know me. I have like a personality disorder. Don't take anything I say for who cares. And
Steve Martin.
Yeah, maybe he's changed though. People change.
Yeah.
I mean, she seemed like a nice wife.
Yeah.
It wasn't like some like, right? You know, Anna Nicole Smith or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, we know this. She
was respectable and
yeah,
well mannered.
But it's just an interesting pattern that you brought my attention to.
Yeah, he has a situation. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.